No! You all didn't know the old me, that for 40 years, Darren, I was a kamikaze. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle.
How about that?
I've ridden steers, jumped off cliffs, been shot and been shot at, and I survived it all.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
True story. Good day, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show starts now, episode number 282. You see, we've got an... That's Darren. That's Darren, as the cameras couldn't wait to get to you. The other is Derek the Duke Myers. Good morning, Duke.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Can we turn his mic on? We're off to a flying start today. Here, there you go.
There we go. Hello.
Here, it's working.
Check.
Ready to talk sports. Everything is happening, as Bob Cole would say. Mm-hmm. Hello to everybody across the country watching on Game Plus TV and around the world on Facebook Live. Yeah, I've mentioned many times over the prior 281 shows that when I lay my head down at night, I used to think, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And I long ago realized it's pointless to even think about it the night before because you never know when you get up in the morning what the heck's going to go down. And a lot of things have gone down already today, and we'll be covering them all over the next 2 hours here on the RP Show. So I mentioned Derek the Duke Myers here, famed sportscaster, and now your candidate for the SAS party, Northwest? Walsh Acres, right?
Walsh Acres, yeah.
Walsh Acres.
Hey, thanks for sharing the sign the other day.
No problem.
You can't miss it.
Nope.
Holy.
He and Premier Scott Moe are on the same club. Coming up on the program today, the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sakevich, is going to be joining us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Huge news yesterday in the NLL. They're expanding to their 14th team, but it's not where we thought it was going to be, which I thought it was going to be Vegas. It's not. It's Fort Worth, Texas. And Nick Sakevich will be joining us to talk about that, the current status of the NLL, and what lay ahead. Also coming up, Dominic Picard, the angry Frenchman, Grey Cup winning center with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Also, of course, toiled with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers amid his CFL teams. He's a Laval product, and he'll be joining us from Saint-Foy, Quebec, where we're very big on Videotron, the cable provider out there.
Really?
You knew that, right, Dukes?
Oh, yeah.
And Lee Genier, the president and CEO of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, because we're now 48 hours away from the start of the CEBL, Canadian Elite Basketball League Championship Summer Series. I'm calling it the Natty. I'm the only one calling it the Natty, but it's the national championship.
Yeah.
And kudos, bravo to CBC for dusting off themselves in a sports vernacular and broadcasting the games. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. CBC Sports is, they got a great tradition in this country.
And it's back.
And it's back.
Okay, let's go, Jordan. Our quick six show topics. Let's let them roll. Here's what we have. Number one, Justin Dunk, Three Down Nation insider and our CFL insider source, reporting this morning via Twitter that the CFLPA has rejected the owner's proposal to play. Now, there's been some consternation over all of that. You need to go back and read real closely the article. It's via survey from the Players Association to all its members, to all the players, do you want to play? Over 85% say they do not want to agree to these terms. The bubble, 105 days of isolation, the prorated salaries and all the rest. They're saying no. But it has not officially gone to a vote. But in talking with agents this morning, talking with players and talking to Justin, they've all told me it will be voted down. Hmm. So the report that things are going well between the CFL and the Players Association, CBA talks, that it's positive, it's not. These guys don't know where that came from. They think it came from, who do you think they thought it came from?
Sourced from unnamed sources?
The owners.
Yeah.
The owners saying it's going well, the players saying it's not. So that's just this morning. Point two, the Blue Jays win it 2-0 at the Boston Red Sox last night. Shortened game. Did you see any of the highlights, guys?
Oh, there was only one highlight to see.
Yeah.
Vladdy bomb.
Deep over the Green Monster.
Oh, yeah.
I tuned in to see just enough of them piping in crowd noise. Where were they?
How'd
BC
you like
Place?
It? How'd you like it?
It was strange.
Yeah.
But I psychologically was pumped and ready to watch games with no crowds and expecting no sound.
Yeah.
Right.
So for them to pump in the crowd noise was just odd because I wasn't expecting it. I'm not against it.
Right.
At all.
Weird with the empty stadium and piping and crowd noise. But it might be really great for the nostalgia of bringing, you know, of really the radio broadcasts on baseball.
Oh, man.
Those might be really cool to listen to.
And I really enjoy, so I've watched a number of sports here lately. MLS has no real crowd noise, and it's almost like a scrimmage, you know, like it's, you can hear the guys calling for the ball, and I kind of find that interesting. English Premier League has been piping in noise, and I mean, you're so focused on the game a lot of the time that it's just kind of background anyway. So I haven't minded it either. So I'll be interested to see how I like the ball version of
it. As we move on. Yeah. And by the way, this is the rollout for Flooring Superstores, and it is point three of the Quick Six Show Topics opening day. Where's my, how about this? I bought a new noisemaker today. This is for breaking news. Yeah. And this, I'm not sure what this is for, other than I like it. It's opening day in Major League Baseball with a doubleheader. Four teams featured today. Our time, Mountain, 5:09 first pitch. It's the Yankees at the Washington Nationals, the World Series champion Nats. And then later on, second game of the doubleheader, San Francisco at the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I will say this, watching the highlight shows last night, TSN, SportsCenter, I'm seeing highlights of Major League Baseball. I'm seeing highlights of soccer. I'm seeing stories on the NFL. And I'm going, hey, it's really starting to come back. It's taken a real long time, but it feels like things are moving. And tonight we're going to get highlights of these games. Point four, Sidney Crosby practicing by himself yesterday with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Still an undisclosed injury that nobody's talking about. Has this made you guys worry about the future of the NHL in terms of coronavirus, that this is even going to get off the ground?
I'm not worried about it getting off the ground, really, but it's just so much uncertainty because they're not allowed to say anything, right? Either unfit to play or not fit to practice are the only two things they're allowed to say. That's for an ankle injury. That's for coronavirus. That's for concussion. That's for anything. That's all they're allowed to say. So immediately you think that he's got the coronavirus, but that Sid's pretty healthy and that it's not really affecting him, but he can't be around his teammates. So I'm speculating right now, and that's all we can do because nobody is allowed to say anything.
If he had coronavirus, do you think he'd be skating? I mean, it is a respiratory disease. Like, maybe the guy stubbed his toe, but I'm with you. The world we live in right now in this time and moment, that's where your brain automatically goes, and that's what you automatically assume.
Why not practice in a red jersey, right, if he's injured? Non-contact jersey.
Why is he skating at all?
Call me August 1st when we get the puck dropped.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
Good point. Yep, good point. Just that's the news from the NHL today. Point five, our good friend Craig Button from TSN, their director of scouting, says his dark horse team of the play-in round is the New York Rangers. Hmm. And I got to defer to Craig because he watches far more NHL hockey than I do. Mine's the Winnipeg Jets. I have them picked to go the furthest of any Canadian team plus play-in round teams. But that's not to say they're going to win it all. Craig thinks the New York Rangers might win it all. Mine's the Jets. And Darren, I saw you tweeting this morning about the Florida Panthers. They were your preseason pick to go to the Stanley Cup final out of the East. Clearly, you're not moving off that now.
No, it's like they were sitting outside the playoff bubble, and all of a sudden, coronavirus comes, and they got a second shot at it. It kind of feels a little bit like destiny, but no, I got to stick with my guys.
Duke, who is your team?
You know,
not who you're cheering for.
No, God, maybe Columbus.
Wow.
You know, Tortorella, yeah. He can seem to, you know, work a little magic. You know, they get the goaltending at the right time. Columbus could make some noise. Do I think they win the cup? I'd be surprised. But I think they could be, especially in these early days of the NHL coming back, they could catch some people.
Columbus for you, Florida for Darren, and the Winnipeg Jets for me. I'm not cheering for the Winnipeg Jets, although I guess I'll be pulling for them in a way because I'll probably maybe throw some change on them. We'll see.
Do they have the Jets?
The Flames.
Yeah.
And I got the Jets picked to win the series in four.
I'll cheer for Charlie Huddy and the Jets.
I'll be actually cheering for the Edmonton Oilers, my Canadian team, and the Vegas Golden Knights, my American team. And I know you and I see eye to eye on the Golden Knights.
Sold.
As far as that goes. Point six, it is Sim game day. Okay. Touchdown Atlantic tonight, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 Eastern. We'll be broadcasting on this Facebook Live channel at the Rod Peterson Show. Toronto Argonauts, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I have my depth chart ready. I did the work last night. I'm all ready for the game, guys. What are the Argos? 3-2 now. Rough Riders, 3-1. They've had two bye weeks already, virtually. And initially, I thought, man, this would be kind of stupid to be talking about computer game simulation on national television. Then I'm like, Game Plus Network, read their Twitter feed, their Twitter bio. Game Plus is home for fantasy sports, gaming news and information, action sports, esports, poker, live sports, professional wrestling, and fantasy lifestyle programming. Game Plus Network, what you're watching is on right now across Canada and the United States in over a million homes. They would be right down with our sim games.
Oh, yeah. Right down the line. So this is just another arm of that. I'm excited for Touchdown Atlantic tonight.
I don't get it, but boy, I get hyped up for these things. Yeah. I'm really excited. When I came in, you guys were like, oh, the game's tonight. Oh, geez, I can't make it. I kind of was a little disappointed because those fourth quarters have been something to behold. Like, they've been exciting. And you could tell the Facebook feed goes nuts in the fourth quarter. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tune in, folks.
My word. Okay, hang on. This is not a joke. Breaking news coming down today. The Seattle NHL team is to be called the Kraken.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
That's the look. Okay, our viewers can see it. That's the logo and that's the name, the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
You haven't watched
Not a fan.
Pirates of the Caribbean? The Kraken is like one of the most feared beasts in all of the ocean. They're on the ocean. I like it. Can you imagine you coming out and you know, in San Jose, they got the shark. Detroit used to bring the octopus down. Like, the pregame show has all kinds of possibilities with this. I'm excited for it. What was their options? The Metropolitans?
What were their options? Why not the Metropolitans? I thought that was the only name they could possibly be.
Just have a bunch of buildings? What's exciting about a building?
The Mets!
Yeah.
I can't be more underwhelmed than I am with the Seattle Kraken. And by the way, not shocking that you and I wouldn't agree on that. That's okay. We can still be friends. There's a note to you, folks.
Is that allowed these days?
We can disagree and still be friends.
Funny.
The Seattle Kraken. So you have to be a fan of Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean, to know what the hell this is?
You didn't know what a Kraken was?
No!
No, it's a mythical sea creature. It's like a humongous,
don't act like
squid.
I am the dork.
Well, maybe
that
not.
I don't know what a mythical sea creature is.
I am a Disney dork for sure, and I'm a huge Pirates of the Caribbean person. I don't think they're playing off the Caribbean. It is a mythical sea creature. Is the Kraken, and it is to be feared.
Producer Clark tells me it's what? Clash of the Titans? Not Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it's in many, many stories. Clash of the Titans would be another one. It is. It goes back to, you know,
well, this
mythology.
Is great. This is great. This is great. Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast, watching out in Vancouver, he says, I love the Kraken. Donald Mitchell watching in the Middle East. He's our Navy friend. Where'd the hat go? Here it is. He gave us this from the HMCS Regina. Hey, we got it, guys. We got it. He says, what do you say? The head of the Navy's called the Kraken?
CRC.
Am I allowed to not like it? It's not going to make me just... Am I not allowed an opinion here? I would have taken Totems. I would have taken Metropolitans. I would have taken the Seattle Breakers. I don't know. The Kraken? By the way, good for them for keeping it under wraps. Nobody saw this coming.
It was one of the rumored ones, for sure. But Metropolitans, I think, was probably for a lot of people the front runner. Just give it some time, Rod. Wait till you see the marketing. Wait till you see things on the ice and see some of the show presentation. I think they're going to be smart. It's Tim Lewicki.
Yep.
That guy knows what he's doing. I think this could be a real win for them.
Dupes, you've been strangely silent.
Yeah, digesting. You know, as you know, that's kind of my. I sit back and formulate. I only know Kraken is like dark rum, right?
There is a rum. That's absolutely.
The, you know,
there
in the little
is.
The bottle. Anyways, that's what I know Kraken from. I don't know. I mean, if they tell the story, I mean, it started with the boat, and if they're going to have the big ship horn as the goal horn and everything else, I thought the video was outstanding. If they really build this as on the sea and they tell that story, because a lot of people will have, most people will have no idea what Kraken is. No idea.
I would hope that I'm not the only one.
Director of scouting, Craig Smith, coming in.
See, he gets it. But if, like, 95% of people won't know what it is. And so if they do a good job of telling the story and building that up, their game day presentation and their marketing, it could be really cool.
So Seattle's NHL team has revealed their name this morning. It's the Kraken. And our director of scouting, Craig Smith, watching, writes in from Wikipedia, the Kraken is a legendary cephalopod-like sea monster of gigantic size in Scandinavian folklore, according to the Norse sagas, the Kraken. Carlos Legenda is watching in Indianapolis today, and he says, oh, great, we can have this type of reaction when Edmonton releases its new name, because it's not going to be the Eskimos. And down in Fort Worth, Texas, they're still partying down there because they are going to be home to the NHL's 14th franchise, and they're not going to begin playing until 2021-22. So we got the commissioner, Nick Sakevich, coming up from Philadelphia, the commissioner of the NHL. Now, they told me that he is connected. Guys, well, how long till we break? What do we got? Hello, how long till we break? Okay, so we got a couple minutes left before we break. We appreciate Commissioner Sakevich checking in early. So breaking news this morning, the Seattle Kraken, from 24 hours ago, Fort Worth is getting a team. So it's kind of cool that despite day 135 or 6 of the pandemic, things are starting to move. This is where we started all this with the Quick Six Show Topics, guys.
Yeah, everything's starting to move except for the CFL.
Yep.
That's so, I was driving in here today and I was bummed about it. You know, and I've been tried to be as optimistic as possible that they could pull this off. But to speak in Rod's new language here, the language of the racetrack.
Yeah.
As he spent out at
shake and bake.
you've got the MLB. They are crossing the finish line today. They are going. NBA, they're coming down the home stretch. NHL's coming around the The CFL is still in the garage. They haven't even made it to the pits to get ready for the race yet. Time is basically run out to get this thing going. Doesn't look like the Fed money is going to come through. So where does that, like, I just don't, how come everybody seems to have, you know, for lack of a better term, they're pooping a group here. When you got the CBL, they're ready to get going. WNBA is going. All these leagues are going, and yet the CFL is just stuck in neutral in the pits. And it's frustrating as a fan. Like, I'm really quite frustrated.
Well, we
right
are
now.
Too. There's not everything meets the eye with the CFL right now. I mean, with the guys that I talked to this morning, the owners don't want to play. That's just the word that I got. They've realized, or they think, the speculation is that the owners have realized it'll cost them more money to play than to not play, and they've pushed the ball into the players' court, and the players, we're told, are going to vote no on playing, and the owners will be saying, look, we wanted to play, but the players didn't. So that's what you can probably expect to hear within the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstories. As you can see, there are plenty of topics on the table. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Fort Worth, Texas, one of the great places in the world.
You love it.
Been there together. And the NLL. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to Canada's daytime sports talk show, everybody, for Thursday, July 23rd. Just ahead of the commissioner of the NLL, Nick Sakevich, our poll question today is, it is opening day in Major League Baseball for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Where will the Blue Jays finish in the American League East? Jays not playing today. They're at Tampa tomorrow. Your options are first, second, third, or last. On Twitter, 42% leads for third place. On Facebook, what's it saying, guys? Same thing. They think third at 45%. So probably behind the Yankees and the Red Sox, I guess, is what people are thinking there. That would be out of the playoffs, I'm sure. Jays at Tampa tomorrow. Big news day. Seattle's new NHL team will be called the Kraken. 24 hours ago, the National Lacrosse League announced its 14th team will be going to Fort Worth, Texas. And we welcome to the program the commissioner of the NLL, Mr. Nick Sakevich. It is his second appearance on the program. Commissioner Sakevich, pleased to join you today. How are you? Now we can't hear him. This has happened before.
Got the mute on.
Either he does or we do. You guys let me know the second that we have the commissioner ready to roll, because it usually only takes 5 to 10 seconds to say that this happens. Is a thing.
That's pretty exciting, though, for the league to be expanding. I mean, in a time where, you know, everybody seems to be contracting and cutting corners, the fact that the NNL is expanding and looking at an opportunity here to get into a place like Fort Worth, which, yeah, I know you love it down there.
Well, you're
kind of people.
The last time the commissioner was on, he said that they wanted to keep things as business as usual as they could, and this is it. So they tell me that we have the audio. There we go. Commissioner Sakevich, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Can you hear me, Rod?
Yeah, we got you, sir.
Excellent.
So
doing well. All good in the NLL today, and as well as yesterday. It was a great day for us.
You got me. I thought it was Vegas. I did not see Fort Worth, Texas coming from anywhere. Great job in keeping that under wraps. Can you talk about the process to get to yesterday's announcement?
Yeah, it was a long courtship. It was a couple of years in the making. You know, we identified Dallas as a geographically strategic great spot for us to be in someday soon. You know, as you know, a couple of years ago, we went to three conferences, and Dallas just geographically, you know, central south part of North America, of the United States, great market, number five media market, you know, Nielsen rated number five media market. So very important from a television standpoint and television viewership to continue to grow the viewership across the NLL and across the continent. So geographically, great spot. It helps us build out our Western Conference even deeper, even further. And then, you know, we had just a great owner. We've talked to a number of people down there who are interested, all the sports owners, I think at one time or another, we chatted with, and then landed on Bill Cameron and Greg Bibb, the owners of the WNBA team, who have just done a spectacular job. That all of that combined with just a world-class brand new venue in Dickies Arena that just opened up about 5-6 months ago, maybe 7 months ago. It's the absolute best arena I've ever seen. It's built like a Taj Mahal. Some people call it the Four Seasons of arenas. It's really spectacular. So all the pieces came together over the last couple of years, and we got to the finish line.
Well, it's exciting, and we have a lot to unpack here on this, by the way, and it warms my heart to talk NLL on national television just to get the word out. Bill Cameron, the majority owner. Greg Bibb, the managing partner. Tell me a little bit about Bill Cameron, then, if he's the main money guy, and then also about Dickies Arena. For those that don't know the Fort Worth geography, the Cowboys Stadium's there, the Rangers Stadium's there, so obviously they know their sports facilities. So tell me a bit about Dickies Arena, too, like capacity and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so Bill Cameron is the majority owner. He is a minority owner in the Oklahoma City Thunder of the NBA. He's also the majority owner of the WNBA team that plays in Fort Worth, the Wings. Fantastic guy, self-made chairman, and part of the family that built American Fidelity Insurance Company. Just a fantastic guy. And Greg Bibb's his managing partner in the Wings as well. Greg is a longtime sports executive, very strong operationally. The Wings, the WNBA Wings are, I think last year they were the team of the year on the business side, led the league in sponsorship sales, led the league in ticket sales in the Fort Worth market and in the WNBA. So really competent professional sports team executives. So we couldn't have found a better group to own the team. Great resources. They have an operation in the Wings already on the ground and roughly about an 18 month window to launch the team. So really pleased about that. Dickies, what can I say about Dickies? They spared no expense building that building. I've toured it a number of times. It's 14,000. It sits up at 14,000 seats for a hockey and lacrosse box. The team there, the NLL team there, will be the primary tenant in the building. So it'll be their, you know, main show there. The Dickies was really built also to accommodate the stock show in Texas, as many stock shows are very important. This one is like, I think, one of the largest in the world. Maybe Calgary's bigger, but I heard that the stock show is really huge. So it was built purpose specific for that, but also to accommodate other sporting events that have numerous NCAA basketball events scheduled in there, family shows, and the NLL team will be the primary tenant in what is just a spectacular arena.
We'll get some backlash on this, but I think Denver's number one, Saskatchewan's number two, Houston's number three, Calgary's four, and then four. You're talking to an ag guy here. That's the only reason I know, Nick, on that. Now,
which I know about.
We work good together then. But when I saw Texas, I was excited because I was just down there for 3 weeks over the winter. And I know that the GDP, gross domestic product, GDP of Texas is more than all of Canada. So the money is there, which you obviously know. So to the NLL itself, it must have killed you to pull the plug on the season, because the last that we had you on, you were investigating every avenue. You must have looked at hub cities. Actually, I know you did. So can you talk about, you know, what came to that terminal conclusion?
Yeah, it's been a long 3-4 months. And we, you know, the one thing I'll say, Rod, is first of all, so proud of the way the NLL managed through this situation. We kind of set up a process by which we didn't make any knee-jerk announcements. We didn't react emotionally to the situation. We always had the safety of our players, our fans, and we had the health and safety of everybody as our first priority. And we made some tough decisions. It was not a fun time. It was not a fun process. We worked really hard at a number of different scenarios to try to find a way, first, to make up games that were suspended ultimately we had to cancel the season because we just couldn't find a window. And then we focused our attention on trying to find different ways to finish the season and crown a champion. And there just weren't any. There were a number of challenges with player visas and crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. You're seeing that in Major League Baseball now with the Blue Jays unable to play in their home venue. But I'm really proud of the fact that when we made an announcement, we made an announcement that stuck. We didn't have to backtrack on anything. We didn't make any knee-jerk reactions. And it was all aimed with the players and fan safety first and foremost. And then we put a pin in it in June and just said, you know, better to focus on next year. We have a schedule to develop. Next year is going to be unique as well because this thing just keeps rolling and we're trying to figure out when the best time to start our season. And we just have a lot of work to do as we really enter our 35th season. Wow. So we decided to focus our energies on that.
That was my last question for you. When we can expect to start? I mean, you guys usually get rolling in December. So are you okay that way? Or what are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I think there's no certainty. The one certain thing about COVID-19 and the environment that we're in is that there's no certainty. So we're being very careful to study this closely. And I could say with relative certainty that we're not starting in early December, as we usually do. We're looking at different models starting potentially in January, February, and as late as March to, you know, get through this thing. We don't, unfortunately, are able to follow the news media to make our decisions. We take the guidance of our doctors and our medical professionals and the people in the intelligence community that are giving us information on when communities will open up, when sports arenas will open up. We also created a COVID-19 committee at the league level that is functioning to look at ways to make sure that the fans and players can come back to our arenas safely. And schedule is number one on the priority list right now. So we could be starting in January. We could be starting as late as March or late March, depending on how this thing rolls. But whatever decision we make, we're going to make it in a way that is an eye towards the health and safety of everybody. And we want to get those great fans in Saskatchewan back into that awesome arena and creating that great environment safely.
No question. Season ticket holder here. Nick, we got to bring you back because we're out of time here. We covered a lot of ground, but now we got viewer questions coming in from Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, all about their franchises. So can we make a date for later in the summer? I don't think we're going to be doing much. So can we get you on to answer some of your fans' questions?
Anytime, Rod. Happy to come on. You got an awesome show, and I love being on.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck. Stay safe down there.
All right. Thanks, Rod. You
Commissioner
too.
Of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sakavich, joining us from Philadelphia. So, yeah, I want to get to these guys' questions, of course, but we do have a time restraint here. And I'll say this again, by the way, as we go back to our quick six show topics on the CFL, players haven't officially rejected the owner's proposal, but from what I've heard this morning talking to agents and players, they're going to. And then you see the coverage. Is it mostly from TSN guys that are saying, oh, the July 23rd deadline's more of a soft deadline. It's a floating deadline. Now it's July 24th. You got the commissioner here going, we don't want to backtrack. We wanted to put a date. We put a pin in it. Here it is. Is that so hard?
It's listening to the president of the NNL as I was listening to him, and I was thinking about the CFL and just some of the things he was saying. It makes me even less optimistic about the CFL, just with the visa issues and the health issues. Just everything that it stacked up that they faced is kind of what the CFL faces. And they just, you know, he said it wasn't feasible. And now the CFL is going to magically do this and redo the CBA with their floating deadline of the next, I don't know, 12 hours? Like, I just... cap tip to the NNL. They just said, okay, take our losses, move on. Where do we go next? Look for the next opportunity. Found the next opportunity. Fort Worth, Texas. All right.
A big opportunity. Yep. And I was on the spot and I look like a complete dummy. Gross domestic product.
You said that.
Did I say it?
Yeah,
because I was fumbling for it.
Didn't finish product, but that's everybody got what you were. Yeah.
Well, because there's GNP and GDP. Theirs would be the domestic, yes. Not the national. Texas. Yeah. A lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
We got a sports update coming up and more on all of this, so hang on. Also on the way today, Dominic Picard, the angry Frenchman, Grey Cup winning center, and Lee Genier, the president and CEO of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's gonna be the same. Your vehicle's gonna look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's a big news day. I got to ring the bell for the breaking news. I see social media is rife with commentary about the NHL team from Seattle. They've announced their team name and the jersey. It's the Seattle Kraken. Not a fan here. Meyer's a huge fan, and yep. Darren, you're somewhere in between.
Yep.
Fair?
Yep.
More on that in a minute. They've already nicknamed the arena where they play the Crack House.
Oh, jeez.
Awesome. I can just see them saying, that's exactly what we wanted. Sports update. It's opening day in the majors. Washington ace Max Scherzer is set to throw out the first pitch of the coronavirus delayed season when he faces Gerrit Cole and the Yankees at Nationals Park, 7:09 Eastern. Later, L.A. lefty Clayton Kershaw takes on the rival San Francisco Giants at Dodger Stadium. The Montreal Impact are headed to the round of 16 at the MLS Is Back tournament. The Impact had their passage to the knockout stage of the World Cup-style tournament confirmed Wednesday when FC Cincinnati defeated the New York Red Bulls 2-0. The Impact will play Group A winner Orlando City on Saturday. By the way, breaking news, our soccer insider Simon is texting me, guys, from Vancouver. He's on the morning game. Vancouver and Chicago. You know, the Whitecaps had to win by two. You following this? Darren, you're the soccer guy.
Of course.
So here was the thing. Toronto FC had already qualified. The Vancouver Whitecaps playing Chicago today, needing to win by at least two goals. And they did. 2-0 Whitecaps over the Chicago Fire. Saskatoon's Thomas Hassel with a shutout.
Clean sheet.
Yeah. A clean sheet for Thomas Hassel, Saskatoon kid. So if there's any more reason to watch MLS's back for Saskatchewan fans, that's it. And there you go. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. And it's pretty cool, by the way. They own the MLS team, the New York Red Bulls. They own the hockey team over there in Germany, München. They're called the Red Bulls, and I only knew that because I ran into Keith Ollie, one of their defensemen, in the gym a couple of weeks ago, and he is headed to Germany.
How's he doing?
What do you think? He's an Ollie.
I know.
Sun shining on him most days. Yeah. So, way to go, Red Bull. Now, where do we go from here? I know you got thoughts on the commissioner of the NLL, Nick Sakevich, just with a direct, this is what we're doing. Here we go. Very impressive. Meanwhile, the CFL, the date's a soft date. It's a floating date. We hear the owners don't really want to play because they'll lose less money by not playing, yet they want to make it look like the players are against playing. So there's all that. And then, of course, the Seattle Kraken. But, Derek, you're the guest in the bunker here today. Do you just your thoughts on Nick Sakevich's thoughts, and because you said it, your mind was comparing it to the CFL, you know, as he was talking.
And that's one of the first times I think I've heard him speak. Usually we have, you know, the Urbans, either Brandon or Bruce or somebody on. Really impressed by his, like, you could just see why the guy's in the position he is as a leader. It was clear, it was concise, they saw where their plan was and they decided to go with it. He already said, we're not playing in December. You know, we're looking at our different models. We're trying to figure out where we're going. There is issues. I mean, and he mentioned it. If MLB can't get the Blue Jays to play in Toronto, now Pittsburgh doesn't even want them. You know, there is issues with playing these things. And it just got my mind going of the challenges the CFL is facing. And I hearken back. In March, when leagues started shutting down, you know, the NHL, the NBA, we knew that things were going to be very different and look very different. At that point, the CFL had to know that things were going to look different. But I think there was this ongoing, and again, I'm not at the boardroom, but this ongoing hope, training camp might start a week late. It was always going on a hope and a prayer. Ambrosi goes before, you know, the government. It was a hope and a prayer. He just showed up with his lunchbox and thought that they were going to start putting 20s in it. Well, that's not the way it works. And now we've gotten to the last week of July, and it is, you know, DEFCON 1. It is time to get this thing done, and they don't seem very close at all. I can't necessarily blame the players. You know, it always seems like the players have to concede.
Well,
the league is trying to take what they can on this one. And quite honestly, when you see the math, and you're going to get paid a third of your salary in Canadian funds.
Let me bring it back. And by the way, to the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Metal Shingle Guy texts in and says, Fat Lady is warming up.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I will take the owner's side on this. And you know, I used to be all pro-owner. But I'm not anymore. I'm pro player and coach. Mm-hmm. And believe me, there are two distinct sides between the two. I've switched sides. I've crossed the floor, as you politicians say.
Yeah.
But in the owner's defense, they're only playing a third of the game. So why would they not pay a third of the salary? That makes no sense to me. You're always going to prorate the baseball players are prorating, are they not? Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not with the players on that one.
But.
And actually, you know what? Games. It's not as much about the wage as much, from what I'm told, about the health and safety.
Well,
and testing.
But there's more to what a player does. He's still, even if you're playing a third of the games, they still have to stay in shape the same amount of time. All the input costs that a player would put into that, you know, they're not only getting ready one third of the time. No, they're lifting weights every day. They're working every day. They're going over fill. I mean, they're still doing all that stuff. The game day, that is one-fifth of what they do. You know, they work on a five-day cycle when it comes to players.
But if this is the way that they're paid. But sure. They're paid by the game in
sure.
a regular
but
year.
But I get their argument that's saying, hey, we're putting all this input work in, so what if there's only six games? We should still see at least
and that's what they
a bigger
are,
portion.
Sure.
And I don't blame them for
but
that.
But it's the same as me as a broadcaster, right? I mean, I got to continue to stay up to date on what's happening with the league, where news is going, you know, things like that. But I only get paid per game when you go into call a football game. So while we're sitting here tweeting, making sure we're up to date on, you know, when it comes to Canada West eligibility criteria, we're putting in all that work, making sure we stay sharp, you know, figuring out what teams are going to do, how they're getting ready, doing all that prep work. We only get paid per game. The difference is I can sit back and collect the SERP. So the players should be collecting the SERP. If they're collecting $2,000 a month, at least they're being paid now. And they're not expected to spend a whole year preparing, not taking another job for a third of the salary. At least they can be compensated a little bit. And if that's not happening, that's the problem I have.
Yeah, I'm with the players on this one. And at the end of the day, like the what was me where the little CFL thing just isn't flying anymore. When you've got MLSE, you've got very solid franchises in Edmonton, in Saskatchewan, in Winnipeg, David Brailly.
Calgary, Bob, Ottawa, Bob Young, corporately owned.
Corporately owned. This whole woe is me CFL, we only have a few dollars and cents, owners, mom and pop league, that doesn't fly for me anymore when it comes to that. And I don't blame the players for putting their foot down.
Well, there's a small amount of people sucking out a large amount of money out of the Canadian Football League right now. And they're the decision makers, by the
sure.
way. I see the people writing in this morning that are all over Commissioner Randy Ambrosi. All across the country, they're all over Ambrosi. And I just look at it this way. He represents the presidents, the people you never see. Randy's the front man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's making a huge wage himself. He's taken a cut, but 25% off $750,000, still pretty nice wage at the end of the day. But he is the front man for the presidents who are actually making the decisions. You look at the NHL, they've had one commissioner since 1992.
But a good leader will suggest things to his owners. Gary Bettman suggests things to his owners. And so if you do, you can't just put this all at the owners' feet. Randy Ambrosi has to be a leader here, too.
Hey. Point, counterpoint. I'm just saying, as I was trying to say,
sorry.
The NHL's had one commissioner since 1992. Yeah. How long has Goodell been on the job? Pardon me, since the 90s?
Well,
late 90s, has it been?
Tagliabue forever for that, yeah.
CFL, Randy Ambrosi, Jeffrey Orge, Mark Cohan, Tom Wright, Michael Lisko.
Holy cow. That's
not Jeff Giles,
that's
all like since 99.
Yeah.
It's five or six commissioners. So do you think that any one of those guys could have done a better job than what Randy Ambrosi's done?
It's tough.
Meanwhile, the presidents and owners have all been the same, and now they're at death's door, clearly. So, anyways, what do we got for time here, guys? Brian Warishin checking in from Vancouver. He says, but Rod, the biggest issue for me is he dropped the ball on his initial ask from the government, went in unprepared, and set the whole process back, in my opinion. Oh, you might be right. I'm not sitting here arguing with anybody. As I said to one of the guys on the phone this morning, I like Randy. Randy's a good man. But that's my perspective. You might have had a different one, right? If you have to form an opinion on somebody, I say just form it on how they treat you. That's generally how I roll. And I don't have an issue with Randy Ambrosi, but the coaches do, and the players have an issue with him. But that's there. Can I, again, whether it's the Seattle team, dumb name, or the commissioner, am I not entitled to my opinion here?
To steal a line from tomorrow's show, nice guys,
fast.
Nice guys run the Kinsman Club, Ron. Rod.
Nice guys run the Kinsman Club. Okay. Viewer takeover is next. Prairie Mobile text line loaded up, 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility Network. Also, you can write us in on the Facebook wall. Hour two of the program will be broadcast on Facebook Live only, And at that time, we'll be joined by Dominic Picard and Lee Genier. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And you're watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the always popular viewer takeover segment. And you can write in on the Facebook Live wall if you're watching on Facebook Live. If you're watching on Game Plus, you can text us 306-840-8777. By the way, the program is brought to you by Bidzy. Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. I think in this last portion, we will talk about team names and logos and so forth. For instance, the NLL tweeting 1 minute ago from their account, at NLL. What do you guys think our Fort Worth team should be called? Fort Worth blank. I have multiple times answered this question, the Fort Worth Brahmas, because I think it should be symbolic of the region.
I was going to say bulls, so...
Yeah, a Brahma bull.
Yeah.
Those are the ones with the huge hump on their back.
What about I guess Longhorns is taken with the college
Texas
football.
Longhorns? Yeah. It's kind of a big thing.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Jer writes in from the 537. Hi, Mr. Rod Peterson and crew. First thing that immediately came to mind with the Seattle NHL team name was the Bill Murray character from the movie Kingpin, Ernie Big Earn McCracken. So, I thought of something similar.
That's pretty
good. By the way, this is from Jer. He says, thanks for all you do at the Rod Peterson Show. Fans love talking about team names and stuff. We all buy the gear. Shoot, look around this place, right? It's full of that.
Yeah.
This place is like a Jersey City if you walk in from the street. Now, so people are going to be talking about this Seattle Kraken for a long time, not to mention the Edmonton Blankety Blanks and all of the
rest. That's going to be a really interesting one because I haven't heard anything yet that really fires me up about the Edmonton football franchise there. Like, the Edmonton Energy. I'm like,
nothing's fired me up.
That sounds like a C-rate soccer league team.
A lot of people are saying the Eagles, and I'm like, well, there's already one pro football team called the Eagles.
Sure, but there used to be two teams named the Rough Riders in the CFL. At least Eagles I could get behind.
You could. At least they're in a different league.
What I like about the Kraken, which is not much... And you know that they're calling the arena where they play the crack house. That immediately is bad. But I like the fact that there's no S at the end of it. Like when the Vancouver Warriors renamed themselves from what, that's the NLL team in Vancouver, used to be the Stealth. I'm like, the Warriors? I don't have anything against the Warriors, but can you not come up with something better than that?
Yeah.
You know, there's other teams. Like I like the Wave. I like the Heat.
So you like the non-S
teams? I like the Jazz.
There's not many of them.
It's cool. There's not many
of them. There's only a handful. It's like a big trivia question.
Thunder.
Lightning.
You know, in hockey, it's the Avalanche, the Lightning, and the Wild. That's it. But, you know, you got the Red Sox and the...
But I guess
that still has the same sound.
But again, that's just me. And that's why, you know, Clark suggested that we do a poll because he knew that this was going to be announced at 10 a.m. Mountain. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's do a poll on the team name. Like, well, let's stick to the Blue Jays because it's opening day. Mm-hmm. And on Friday, we'll do the poll. Do you like the name? I think it's still going to be hot by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But Darren, you brought a good point about the Anaheim Ducks. We all thought it was the dumbest thing ever when they were named in 1993, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, later shortened to Ducks. But we've been to Southern California many times, been to many Ducks games, and at this point, I couldn't imagine them being called anything else at all. And by the way, if you ever walk into their souvenir store at the Honda Center, it's like you're walking into a Cabela's.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not joking. Everything's orange, camo, ducks on it.
Yeah.
It's like a Cabela's.
Wow.
So I'm saying the Kraken will probably grow on me. I'm not embarrassed that I don't know what a Kraken is. Do you know what an Ogopogo is?
Well,
do you?
Yes, I do.
It's the mythical sea creature on the bottom of Lake Okanagan.
He's Canada's Loch Ness.
Exactly. So I knew that. How am I not supposed to know what a Kraken is? It's from a movie, you said?
Well, no, it is a mythological character, but there is
it's
a
not even
Kraken.
Real.
There is a Kraken in Pirates of the Caribbean. The second film.
Are you guys laughing?
Are you laughing at me?
No,
I'm Disney.
They're laughing at Monty's comment. Are you? Monty says in Saskatoon says call them the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Monty, get over it.
We do like the Cowboys, but
yeah, that's our team. By the way, on the Prairie Mobile text line from Jim Wagner, morning all. Enjoying the show, the Seattle Crack House. Oops.
Yeah.
In our current world of hyper political correctness, can you tell me that no one saw that coming? Funny. Have a good day, guys. That's from Jim. Brady says, the Blue Jays will finish second in the American League East. I think if they play, they have the last two games. Third place is very possible. I love the Seattle Kraken. And goes on to say players won't want to agree to terms and the government sadly will not want to support them. He's talking about the CFL, and we're going to talk about that extensively coming up in hour two. We'll be joined by Dominic Picard, CFL great, Lee Genier, the president of the Rattlers, because the CEBL Natty opens on Saturday with a doubleheader in St. Catharines. Thanks to Nick Sakevich, thanks to the Duke, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus. This show is like a pasture of goats.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.